So I think it goes without saying the importance of vaccines, although really, unfortunately, it doesn't anymore go without saying. You really should be taking vaccines. Don't ask me, ask your local Rav, ask your local physician. You can check out my father's article in the paper this past week about the importance of taking vaccines and how dangerous it is and how it kills people, it kills the community, it really makes a chil Hashem. That is obvious. Now the question now becomes, okay, vaccines are so important, so are you allowed to be taking the vaccines on Shabbos itself? In other words, there's many different vaccines, and I'm not qualified to talk about them. You know, anyone wants to help us out, you can help us out and give us the exact types. But you have the MMR vaccine, you have a tetanus shot. What about the flu shot? Are you allowed to take the flu shot on Shabbos? You didn't get the flu shot, and now it's, are you allowed to prescribe the flu shot on Shabbos or not? So comes along Shulchan Aruch and says a very important yesod. Says that there's an attack, there's a mechama in the world, and people are coming to attack you, and there's in your city, and there are nachrim that are coming to Tzaru al Ariyaros Yisrael. There's a big attack, so you can't, if they're coming to attack you for your livelihood, in other words, if they're coming to kill you, so then you're obviously allowed to be mechal Shabbos. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the Ramah, Va'afilu lo bo adayin el rotsim lovo. In other words, even if this danger, this attacking army, has not come yet, but they want to come, or they will come, you can still arm yourself on Shabbos and still violate Shabbos to do so. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because ein medaktikim bepikuach nefesh. We're not so careful when it comes to pikuach nefesh. Are you about to die or not? No, you see, is it within the realm of pikuach nefesh? And we're pretty lenient when it comes to something which is could be dangerous. We're pretty liberal about that when it comes to violating Shabbos. Now, getting a shot on Shabbos, a tetanus shot, a flu shot, let's presume that there's an Isser D'Rabbanan for sure. Perhaps there's an Isser D'Oraisa when it breaks skin, it draws blood. Let's say it doesn't draw blood, so it breaks just a chabur in your body. For sure, according to most poskim, let's assume that there is some Isser involved. Or you want to make it easier, can you drive to get a shot? Can you have someone write down to you a prescription for a shot on Shabbos? So there's clearly a malacha involved. Now comes our question, is a shot within this Shulchan Aruch that preparing yourself to prevent pikuach nefesh, that you would be allowed to do it on Shabbos? So it comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, and in a couple of places we have to go back and forth in his Sefer to try to figure out the halacha, because he doesn't talk about the exact scenario, but he gets pretty close. So in Lamed Beis Yud Gimel, the Shmir Shabbos says, if you have a healthy person that you're afraid that he's going to get a machla midvakas, machla midvakas is your field, infectious disease, you're afraid that he's going to get something midvak, I think comes from like something,
Right,
skin or an infection or something like this which will attach to your body that you'll get from someone else. So it's dangerous. So mutar v'chalas as Shabbos, you're allowed to remove this danger, this upcoming danger to his body by however you need to do so. He says you're even allowed to take a mechonit, a car to the hospital, etc. As long as, why? If you're afraid this disease is going to spread, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. He says, even if you don't know that it's actually going to help what you're doing, you're not 100% sure that this medicine is going to prevent the spread of a disease, still says you're mechal Shabbos. And on the footnote he quotes over here, he quotes over our Mishnah Berurah that says, we're not medaktikin when it comes to pikuach nefesh. We're not exact when it comes to pikuach nefesh. We try to prevent anything from happening in the future, getting dangerous as well. Says the Shmir Shabbos, you would be allowed to violate if there's some disease in your body which you're afraid it's going to spread. He brings down V'yodua Maisa Eitzer Rabbi Yisrael Salant. If you Google it, I believe it's 1840s, where there's, I don't even pronounce this disease, choleria, right? How do you pronounce that in English? How is it?
Cholera,
thank you. I think I'm a rabbi and a lawyer, but I'm definitely not a doctor. And so cholera, yes. So cholera was spread in 1848, and Rabbi Yisrael Salant paskind, no one should fast at Yom Kippur. Why? No one was sick yet at that point. The fear was that the cholera would spread. However, you could do it bedichoy, in other words, or with a shinoy, in other words, have a little bit of food to prevent you from getting this sickness, that's fine. But here you see, you're about to violate Yom Kippur, eating on Yom Kippur, to prevent the disease, says Shmir Shabbos. So therefore, if a disease is in your body and it's going to spread, for sure, you can stop the spreading of that disease on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. It's not exactly vaccines, because he's talking about a case where it's going to spread. Again, he could be talking about vaccines as well, but he's not exactly talking about vaccines. He's talking about a case where you have a disease where you're afraid it's going to spread to your body. You could cut off the spreading through taking whatever violation of Shabbos as need be. That's case number one. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos, you turn a couple of pages in Lamed Beis Samach Beis, and says, Mutter lahazra gzrikas chisun la'adam bari. I think this is an IV or a vaccination. Chisun is a vaccination if you Google translate it. And chisun and zrikas, I believe, is IV. So I don't know if you're taking something, it says in parentheses, prophylactis, right? So it's some preventative measure that you're preventing a disease on Shabbos. So I'm not sure if you're talking about a vaccine or IV or if you're talking about a regular vaccine, he says. Kasher, if la'adam bari, to a healthy person, kasher yesh lachshosh sheyichle fayinitin b'sakon. If there's a chance that it's going to become sick, so you're allowed to do this prophylactic measure and give him some shot or some chisun, some vaccine on Shabbos. But he's not talking about, he doesn't say what violation of Shabbos that would be. Maybe the IV is already in your body, so there's not such a violation to put the liquid through already. He doesn't say. But then he says, Im ledas harofe adavar bahol. And this is the key word of the Chabura. It's bahol. What does bahol mean? It's an imperative, I guess, is the best English word. If it's imperative, whatever that means, it's necessary, it's immediate, it's important to be done right now, then Mutter af chalas a Shabbos with tzorach zeh. Then for a vaccine, you would be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Kolomer lichtov mirshim, you could write a prescription for the vaccine. Or when soel knosa, you could take a taxi to go to go get the vaccine. So if it's bachol, whatever bachol means, that's the $1 million question, then it's fine to take, or your mechuyev to take a vaccine on Shabbos. So now the question is, what is bo? So again, you have to turn Shmir Shabbos Kuchas earlier on. In Lamed Beis Beis, footnote Beis, and what he says is, what's considered something which is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? What is considered bo? So he says, it really depends, and this is why it's so scary what the anti-vaxxer movement is doing, is he says, it depends what the Welt considers important. So in other words, it's moridic, right? So he says, if he says it's something, right? If he says it depends, if he says it's something which the world, chol davar sha'olam noagin lasos kein, if it's something that the world does, and it's very important that it be done right now, because the world hears something that needs to get done, so they go do it right now. He says, then you have to do it on Shabbos. But he says, if it's something which the world doesn't, says, oh, it takes a few days, I'll get in a few days from now, it's not so important for me to do it immediately. Doctor gives you a prescription, how often do you fill the prescription? Yeah, a week later sometimes, which you shouldn't do, obviously. But people do it, unfortunately. If that's the case, he says, it falls under Shomer Pesam Hashem. So Hashem watches idiots, right? And Hashem takes care of us, even though we don't listen to everything that the doctor says. And therefore, if that's the case, so then you wouldn't be allowed to violate on Shabbos. So now we're stuck. Nope. So I got 2 minutes left. So what about vaccines? Are vaccines considered something which is bahol, which needs to be done immediately? Or is vaccination something which people push off and say, yeah, in a week I'll do it, in 2 weeks, then you can't do it on Shabbos? No, yeah.
So if you wanted to do it, you're just saying that if it's not in such an emergency, you should have done it before Shabbos.
Correct. So you should have done it before Shabbos. And all of a sudden, your wife tells you 2 minutes into Shabbos, no, did you get the flu shot yesterday? And you say, oh, man, I forgot. But now you're allowed to do it.
Because of
Shalom Bayis? So, no, forget about Shalom Bayis. So your sister says it to you, whatever. It's not your wife. Yeah, no, but so are you allowed to get it? Are you allowed to get it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to get it on Shabbos? But is it bahol? If it's bahol, it's bahol. Or is it something which is not bahol? No. Oh, so let's apply it. So the Shulchan Shlomo says, Rav Shlomo Zalman in his...
Right away if you
we're going to get that. Oh, good. Wait, you're going to give away my thunder at the end here. Oh, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent. So, it's the news, we got a lot of doctors here. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, you know when the only time that it's bohol? He says, if you have a doctor who only goes to the neighborhood once every 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? You have one of these roving doctors in the middle of, I don't know, and nowadays it's not even so shaykh, but in those days, the doctor would come through the town, then he'd come back a few months later, a few years later, to give everyone shots. So in that case, if the only time a doctor would give it to you on Shabbos, then you're not going to get it for a few years from now. There already people are very concerned. That's bohol. You don't want to go a few months without a vaccine. But here, you're going to go 24 hours without the flu vaccine, without another vaccine, you know, your MMR vaccine. It's probably people get a prescription to get a vaccine. They don't fill it necessarily the right that day. They go, okay, I'll go Tuesday. You know, I'll go Wednesday. So if that's the case, you can't do it on Shabbos, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. As Nidbru says, in general, all vaccines, he says like one liner in the middle of a tshuva, where he seems to say that all vaccines are not Mechal Shabbos, they're all prophylactic. He doesn't like prophylactic, you know, in medicine on Shabbos, and he says it would be probably he says it's problematic to take vaccines on Shabbos. But the Nishmas Avram quotes this from Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo. You can look at Shulchan Shlomo himself. He says 4 or 5 years, if it's one of those, you're not going to get 4 or 5 years. You can do it on Shabbos, otherwise you can't. So one more application, then we'll get to the flu shot. What about the tetanus shots? Now again, I clarify this. Let me make this quite clear. I'm absolutely 100,000% not a doctor. So you'll ask the doctors, the many of the doctors in the room, well, so I could just relate to you what the halacha says. There is a big machlokas if a tetanus shot. Someone, you know, scrapes their hand on metal or whatever, they need a tetanus shot. I think you get one every 10 years. No, am I right about that? So you need a booster every 10 years. So let's say you had it, I don't know, 12 years ago. Do you automatically get the booster every 10 years, even if you don't scrape your hand? Yeah, you're supposed to. So let's say a person didn't get the booster after 10 years, and now it's 11 years. Now he scrapes his hand on Shabbos. Should he get a tetanus shot or not? So the Tzitz Eliezer years ago said you are allowed to get it on Shabbos, and he passed an halacha ma'aseh, you should get it on Shabbos. Now many doctors, Tzitz Eliezer was the, I believe, the Rav Shari Tzedek, right, of one of the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael. He was a tremendous posik, especially with medical issues. But many of the doctors disagree with him, including all of us, Shalom, Dr. David Applebaum, all of us, Shalom, Hashem Kom Damo, right? And then he wrote an article in this journal, Halacha Refua, right after Tzitz Eliezer gave the psak, must be now, unfortunately, 25 years ago since he's nifter, but so a long time ago, and he wrote that he said, no, he disagrees. He says, from a medical perspective, the tetanus shot could be, I believe, if it could be given within 24 hours. So if it's Shabbos afternoon, you could give it Matzei Shabbos, you know, maybe you could give a tetanus shot Matzei Shabbos. There's no need to do it on Shabbos. He said it depends on the situation. Obviously, if the person's not going to go to the hospital Matzei Shabbos, and he's going to miss getting the tetanus shot completely, then give it on Shabbos. And I believe Atzola has a big issue nowadays. Atzola doesn't administer the shot, but do they take you to the hospital to get a tetanus shot specifically? Is that something that you violate Shabbos for? I believe that's all it does, but that's a little bit of a, you know, maybe an extra precaution. Halacha l'maaseh, a tetanus shot is a very, very tough situation because it really gets into these issues. Is it considered bohol on Shabbos or not? Final issue was the flu shot. Huh? Friday night, right. So yeah, so 24 hours, right. Exactly, exactly. It's like an hour into Shabbos. Maybe that's different than Shabbos afternoon at 2 o'clock. Exactly. Final issue is what about the flu shot? Are you allowed to get the flu shot? Everyone should, of course, have the flu shot. I'm not going to make you raise your hands to make sure that you have the flu shot. But Lamaisa, you should be getting a flu shot. Should you get it on Shabbos? You didn't take it. Now your wife says to you Friday night, no, dear, did you get the flu shot? You say, oh, I forgot again. Do you have mechuyev to go Shabbos afternoon to get the flu shot? So I asked to my father last night. My father said he doesn't think so. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The reason is, he said, is because flu shot takes 2 weeks to take effect, right? So therefore, it's not going to do anything. And anyway, people don't run to get the flu shot. So if someone in your house has the flu shot, the flu shot is not going to help you that point to prevent the flu. It's already too late. You would take Tamiflu. So my father said you would be allowed to take Tamiflu on Shabbos, but you would not be allowed to take the flu shot, presumably, on Shabbos, unless there's some unique situation maybe that applies to. But Barovam taking, so the sum up of the Chabur is most of the time you're not allowed to take a vaccine on Shabbos because most of the time it's not bohol. If it gets into a situation of bohol, Rachmana Litzlan, then a vaccine would be, of course, okay on Shabbos.